This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. But it does seem to me what we need here is a little bit of context, some insightful analysis. So we've rounded up Felix Salmon from Reuters, John Carney from CNBC for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
All right, so Carney, riddle me this. This is the third spring and or summer in a row that we have backslid economically. I don't want to use the R word or double dip or any of that stuff, but what the heck?
This is really bad. I think this is pretty much the worst imaginable jobs report you could get at this point. The projections were way off. The actual number was way below even the lowest number coming out of the official economists who are always asked, you know, to project where the number would be. Even on Twitter, which was enormously bearish this morning, the consensus number was above where we came in.
Felix, Carney sounds like somebody shot his dog. Do you agree?
I do. I mean, I know that it's fun to be contrarian and come up with silver linings, and I can do that. If you look at the household report, the bit which comes up with the unemployment figures, there was actually a little bit of good news in there about a large increase in the number of people looking for jobs, an increase in the labor force, and actually an increase in employment of about 440,000 rather than the official number of just 69,000. But frankly, this was a really, really bad report. Employers are not adding jobs, and the government really has to act. But unfortunately, in the election year, they're not going to.
All right, well, hold on, hold that thought, because we'll get to that in a minute. But John, let me ask you this. How much of this is Europe-induced, and how much of it is our own domestic weakness?
I think it's a little of both. Some of it is Europe-induced. If you're an employer, you're going to be anxious about your ability to export anywhere around the world. That's going to make you slow your hiring. But there's also been weak demand in the U.S. I think that we probably pushed forward a lot of hiring that usually occurs in the month of May because the weather was so good throughout much of the country in early spring and late winter. So I think we sort of stole from the future back then, made the economy look a little better than it actually was, and now we're feeling that effect right now.
Felix, the president was in Minnesota today, gave a speech in which he tried to put a good face on, didn't actually talk about the numbers at all. But if you're in the White House today, you have to be going, man, this is really, really grim.
And there's no obvious place where any kind of rescue is going to come from. Yesterday, we had a bunch of GDP figures from India, which is the lowest rate of growth that it's had in decades.
Right.
China's slowing down. No one is going to be able to rescue us. No one is showing growth. No one is showing demand. It looks like a real global slump we're in right now.
All right, so John, to Felix's point earlier about the government has to do something, there's all this talk about the Federal Reserve and quantitative easing 3. I mean, is it going to come from the Fed or Congress? What's going to happen, if anything?
We're not going to see anything out of Congress, like Felix said. It's an election year.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. Never mind.
But from the Fed, it's actually a little complex. They can't, you know, interest rates are already very low. Even the long-term interest rates are now so low that doing the old twist move where they try to push down the long-term rates doesn't really work at this level. They're going to have to do something really unconventional. I'm hearing from a lot of people on Wall Street, they think they'll go in and buy mortgage-backed securities, buy other types of private bonds, not government securities. Because the government securities are at zero. What are you going to do at this point?
Yeah, Felix, let me ask you, just as long as we're on interest rates, this whole thing about the yield on the 10-year going to like 1.4-something percent today and yesterday, why does that matter, if at all?
Well, it bespeaks an enormous amount of pessimism and basically says that there's huge amounts of really fearful cash out there. It's not just U.S. rates. The 10-year bonds in
Oh, take your pick.
Germany, UK, Japan, Switzerland, you name it. They're all well below 1.5%. So what that means is that no one wants to take risks with their money. Everyone just wants to put it as safe as they can. The 2-year bond in Germany, this is my favorite one, is actually trading a negative yield right now. People are petrified. And so what we need to do is have those governments take that free money that the market is offering them and actually spend it and invest it.
Yeah, John, very quickly, prognosticate for me about the markets on Monday. Much like today, or are people going to take a breather?
I don't think people are going to take a breather. I actually think what's going to happen is people are going to open up the newspapers over the weekend, call their brokers and say, dude, save me.
John Carney from CNBC, Felix Salmon from Reuters. Thanks very much, you guys. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
See you.